Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Clearing bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers. From 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dion and Christopher discussed the treatment meted out to them by most persons. Christopher received a phone call that Ranveer has been admitted to hospital and they agreed to visit him. Catalina returned home late one night and surprised Myrtle. She said she wanted only Myrtle and the children to know that she was back. Annie had a nightmare and told Maria that it would seem that the death of her abuser was the only way to end the abuse. Right now, Christopher and Dion are going to the hospital to see their friend Ranveer.
Driver, we head into the hospital.
Christopher, like I frightened for going to see Ranveer.
Look, it is whatever it is. We need to go and support we friend.
Suppose he in a really bad way though?
The hospital got nurses and doctors to look after and save him.
But suppose they can't?
Dion, we can't go with all this negativity. Positive thoughts, my friend. Positive thoughts.
Sorry.
I understand you worried. But right now, I don't have no black and white clothes to attend no funeral. I ain't buying none, so Ranveer got to live.
Maybe we should say a little prayer before we meet.
Yes, hold on a little. Let me address this serpent. Driver, why are you looking back and watching at me and not keeping your eyes on the road? Like you want to crash and kill me before we meet to the hospital? If you didn't want me in your car, you shouldn't stop and pick me up.
You got a problem with me, driver?
You're shaking your head, but no. But your body language saying something else. We're paying customers. Put your head straight on the road and get me safe to the hospital.
Dear God, I come before you.
Wait. Let me pray when we meet the hospital. I need to calm down.
I want to pray now. I need to pray.
Okay.
Lord, we bring our friend Ranveer before you, asking you for healing, asking for our strength as we go to see him.
I pick up all the clothes from the line, Leo. Everything dry.
Okay, thanks, Rachel.
Let me fold them up.
I can help you.
I just love how clothes smell when the sun hot. So nice and fresh.
Yes.
What time Danny coming back?
Another hour or so. He gone to help Uncle Alexander on the farm.
Okay.
How are you feeling today?
a little better every day.
I'm glad.
I was thinking though, I need to come up with a plan.
Okay.
About how I'm moving on with my life.
You can stay here with me and Danny for as long as you want.
Thanks, but I can't live with you forever.
Well, we know you can't go back to Sydney either.
Not at all. Eventually, I want to get a little job and take it from there.
You know me and Danny gonna support you with whatever. You definitely can't go back with Sydney.
He been beating me for so long and I've been hiding it. And I don't want to live like that anymore.
How often he would beat you?
Every chance he gets. But it's worse when he drinks.
I didn't know he used to drink that much.
It got worse with time, you know. He would get so drunk sometimes that I would wake up and find him sleeping in the yard.
I'm so sorry, sister.
He would beat me for everything, drunk or sober. If we walking on the road and he see another man just glance at me, it's a beating when I get home.
Abusive men are so insecure.
Yes. He beat me on the road last year and a group of men were passing and told him to stop.
Really?
They tried to help me, but he threatened to shoot them.
And what they did?
They asked me if I was okay, and Sydney got this look he just gave me. So I told them I was fine, and they left.
Wow.
Yeah, he beat me all the way home, and more blows once we got home. That was one of the times I thought I would die.
Why you never told me or anybody else in the family that this was going on?
He kept threatening to kill me.
Such a coward.
I used to say I would never be a woman who would put up with abuse. But it's a feeling like you're trapped. Like in your mind, you know you should leave, but then another part of your mind telling you that you can't. That he will kill you. And you keep hoping that by some miracle he will change. And then, sometimes when he beat me, he would cry, apologize, promise to never do it again. And stupid me would believe him.
You're not stupid, Rachel.
Leo, you don't understand. This man bring me to a point where I have no pride in myself. I believe these things about myself, that I stupid, I no good, I barren.
You are none of those things, Rachel. You found the courage to escape and come here. And that alone shows how strong you are.
I couldn't take it anymore.
And barren? We don't know that. No doctor has confirmed that.
So why ain't getting pregnant, Leah? This is one of the reasons he beats me and calls me a no good woman.
How we know that it's your fault, though?
I've never gotten pregnant.
But Sydney's the only man you've been with, right?
Yes.
So he could be the problem.
But he would never accept that.
I am telling you, Rachel, as a nurse, women are often blamed for not being able to conceive a child. But sometimes when you dig deep, it's the man's fault. Sydney's an alcoholic. Smoking and drinking can result in a low sperm count.
Look, Sydney would beat me if I tell him that.
Stupid man.
So cruel.
There are so many reasons for male infertility. Could be hormones, infections, testicular trauma, medication a man is taking.
You don't take no medication. Unless you count rum as medication.
Well, you see?
I can't tell the last day he been and see a doctor.
And that's the thing. A lot of men don't go to the doctor to find out what's going on with them. Instead, they at home blaming the woman for not getting pregnant.
It's so unfair though.
Anyway, my concern is with you. I don't care what happens to Sydney. We will go to the doctor to see what's going on with you.
Okay.
And Rachel, you are still young. You can find somebody else who will love and not abuse you. No woman deserves that.
Leah, I just want to be happy. I haven't been happy for so long.
Nobody should have you living in a prison like that.
I just want a family and to be happy.
Your life will get better from now on. You've left him and now it's time to move on.
I just want to be happy, Leah. And if I'm to get married again, I hope it's a good man.
There are many good men out there, Rachel. Thank God all of them are not Sydney's. Look at Danny, for example. He loves me, respects me, and would never put a hand on me.
He's so nice to you.
You can find that happiness too, and you will. No one should ever put their hands on you ever again in life.
Christopher, wait.
It's weeding and laughing and calling me.
Deanne, hold this bag. Let me address these border market rats.
No, it will only bring more attention to we.
You know what? You're right. I want to go and see my friend without any incident at this hospital today. But wait until we come out back.
Will this ever end?
People laughing and making remarks when they see me?
Yes.
Probably never.
I thinking maybe I should seek asylum in another country.
I know a few people who have done that.
It shouldn't come to having to run from your country just because you feel threatened though.
I know. It's not fair. But we can't stop them from talking as long as they don't try to hurt us.
But the things that they do hurt. I can't live the rest of my life feeling like I'm an outcast in my own country.
I know. Anyway, let me find the Warby the Gabby friend. Ranveer need to see pleasant faces and feel positive energy. You need a few to catch yourself.
Just 2 minutes. We know where we're going and reach.
Hopefully it's not too bad. Hey Ranveer, it's Christopher and Deanne.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hi guys, thanks.
Don't fight up yourself for talk.
I am sorry. Y'all excuse me.
Thanks for coming.
Deanne, she just needs a moment, I guess.
I understand.
You look so different.
Yeah, you see, I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Look, don't fight up yourself for talk the moon. It's okay.
It's nice to see a familiar face.
Yeah. Anybody else come and see you?
Just a few.
I hope they're taking good care of you.
Yeah, yes.
Don't worry. You're gonna overcome this. Little by little, you're gonna get better.
Yes.
Can I hold your hands?
Yes.
This too shall pass, I promise you.
Thank you.
Deanne.
Hey. Sorry, Christopher. It's just hard seeing Ranveer like that.
I know. The nurse giving him some medication. So I can go back when she finish.
What happened to we friend?
He can tell us.
He lose so much weight.
Yeah.
Why people got to suffer like this in this world, eh? Why we community got to suffer so?
Everybody got their own suffering. Unfortunately, the world isn't perfect. We can't allow ourselves to dwell in the negative though.
Yeah.
You think you're able to come back and see Ranveer?
I can try. He needs us.
Alright, take your time if you ain't ready.
Okay.
I hate hospitals. It's hard to see people suffering.
You think Ranveer gonna live?
I don't know. Okay, it's okay, Deanne.
No. I need to get myself together. He needs us.
How about I go back inside? And then when you're ready, you could call me back in.
Okay.
Is there anything we can get you, Ranveer?
Just happy to see you. This is all I need right now.
Hi, Ranveer.
Hi, Deanne.
We're here for you, okay? Everything gonna be okay, I promise you.
Yes, everything gonna be okay.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you for your support.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.